Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is Watchman on the Wall. This is Elder G. Bazard coming to you from Warren, Ohio. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one that was, the one that is, and the one to come, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We are here tonight standing on the wall, looking over into the future through the Word of God, because if you want to know the future, the Word of God is where you go. Amen. Don't be going to no crystal ball. Don't go into some kind of fake prophet trying to tell you something outside the Bible, and don't know how to read, because I'm not. Me and Brother Tim is not going outside the Bible. We ain't getting it. We ain't thinking about it. We ain't trying to con you. We're trying to tell you Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God, that he died and rose again, and he's coming back to this earth. I absolutely guarantee you, no money back. You can take it to the bank, and I guarantee you to cash in on it. Amen. That's what a lot of people don't realize. They ain't taking it to the bank. When Jesus Christ comes, they ain't going to have no cash. Amen.
Come on.
And the only way that I know, amen, you can enter the kingdom of God, you've got to receive Christ in your life. You must be born again. Your life got to be changed. You got to change from darkness and walk in the light. And the only light that can comprehend the darkness of this evil, sinful world is Jesus Christ. He said, I am the light of the world. And he said, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. And Christ is in the world today. And I want to know, is he in you? Amen. If he's in you, man, you can be a light to the world. You don't have to walk in darkness with your head all down. You don't have to walk in confusion and unbelief, and you have to walk in doubt and fear, because Jesus Christ, amen, there's no fear in Christ, amen. I love him, and the Bible tells me fear God and keep his commandments. That's right. You ought to fear Christ. You respect Christ.
Amen.
Give Christ the glory, because he is God, all wrapped up in human flesh, came down here and died and suffered, went back to heaven, with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. We're here to tell you to have a good time. I don't have a 50-piece choir. Amen. Right now, I don't need that. What we need is the Word of God. And I got Brother Tim, I got Brother Tim with me, man, and he's backing the Word of God up. I'm backing the Word of God up, and I know God is backing us up, because he said, amen, how can you hear without a preacher? And he can't preach unless who? God sends him. And if God didn't send him, he can't preach. Period. Oh, my God.
Amen.
That's what I'm saying. Amen. If you ain't been called to preach, amen, if you ain't been called to be a Christian, ain't no use of you trying to get out there and tell somebody else how to, you ain't living it yourself. You got to live it yourself where you can tell somebody else. And the only way that I can live the life that I'm living now, Paul said the life that I now live is not me. It's Christ is in me. Woo! Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, the blood lamb that was shed his blood on Calvary's cross. I'm so glad to be here tonight. Hey, amen. I fell in a little depression this day, but the Lord said, get up and preach the word. Don't be depressed. Amen. Because I'm depressed because I see how the condition of the world is in, and I see how people just neglecting the loving Savior. I worry about the children and the kids over there in Ukraine and all the children, all over in Africa, all those people that are suffering under the penalty of sin. The reason the world is in such a shape is because it happened in the Garden of Eden. This is what the result is. Man is born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Then my mother conceived me. And the Bible said no man, but one man was born without sin, and that is Jesus Christ. All other creation, all other, the human race, was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. There's no human being up on this planet that say they were born without sin. Woo! No way. Jesus Christ is the only one that was born without sin. And he died for our sins, that through him that we can receive his righteousness through the shed blood on Calvary's cross. Amen. I'm going to give prayer just for a few minutes. And then Brother Tim going to go ahead and walk with it, because I like when he start off, because he usually get me stirred up what he got to say. He always tell me, you know, I don't know that. I don't know. I said, you know the word of God. I know you know the word of God. I can tell a person when he knows the word of God. And Brother Tim, he knows the word of God, and he's learning, and I'm learning. Amen. So we haven't arrived. Amen. The only time I can arrive Amen. Is when that trumpet blows. When that trumpet blows, I'm going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And I have done my journey. Brother Tim will do his journey. I want the Lord to say to me, I want the Lord to say to all the saints that know Jesus Christ, that he can say, well done. Well That's done, right. God, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, but look, the Lord said, I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to give you a reward over many things. Woo, I can't wait. Amen. I can't
That's right,
wait. Man, I'm telling the train to come on. Hey, man, I want to leave here. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to leave here unless I tell you something about this man that I know and who Brother Tim know, and that is Jesus Christ. Before I leave, I want you to know and get acquainted and repent of your sin and receive Christ in your life so you can go. Amen. I'm not selfish with Jesus Christ. I want to tell everybody that he is the one. He is the one, let me tell you. And Father, as we go in prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to preach your word in season and out of season. Lord, we ask you right now that somebody over this internet and over the radio, wherever they are, they can hear the word of God. I ain't worried about hearing about my name. I'm going to give you a name that's above every name, and that is the name of Jesus Christ. And I ask you right now, Lord, as we go into this session, as we go into this study, as we rightly divide the word of truth, that men, women, boys, and girls may be encouraged to let us know this world is getting ready to be blotted out as far as sin. Sin is getting ready to be blotted out through your son, Jesus Christ. First, he can cleanse our soul. He can cleanse your brother. He can cleanse your sister and set you free from sin. That you, when the trumpet blows, well, we want many as can that can go. In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen. Just teach us, Lord. Move upon us. And if we say anything wrong, anything that's not appropriate from you, I know it's from your word, Lord. It ain't inappropriate. If it comes from your word, it's the right word. But we ask you right now, give us strength that we can win, that we can convince men to repent and turn from their wicked ways. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. All right, Amen. Brother, go ahead and Hit me a couple times.
Amen, brother. Amen. It's a blessing to be here. Amen. I want to first of all say amen. All glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank you for blessing us to still be in the land of the living. We're praying for those that are affected by the pandemic as well as this war. Amen. We're praying for y'all. Amen. We've been on the air strong. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Teaching about eschatology and the things that are going on in this world, amen, for the past 2 years. And it just seemed like everything that we are saying is just coming to pass, amen. That's because the Holy Spirit is speaking to us and through us to warn the world, to warn the saints, to warn those that are looking for an escape, looking for a way out. The only way that you're going to escape what's coming, if you think this is something, this is light. This is, I hate to say it, but I'm just keeping it real. This is a cupcake. A cupcake compared to what's about to happen after those trumpets blow. Amen. You want to be on this side of the trumpet. You want to be saved. You want to be a believer of Christ. You want to be a child of the Most High God. A king's kid when the trumpets blow, because once those trumpets blow, my goodness, amen, it's not going to be nothing nice. Because what's nothing sad nice. About it is for those who are unbelievers, those who are rejecting God, they're rejecting Christ, they're rejecting the Holy Spirit. Not only is Satan going to unleash hell on earth, amen, but Christ is going to rain down judgments and punishments from on high, from heaven. So you don't get it coming up from the bottomless pit, and you don't get it coming down from heaven. And earth is gonna get it. And amen. Those who are on the earth that are rejecting God are gonna get it. man, you know, we can't speak enough about the things to come. Amen. Read your Bible. Read Revelation. The Holy Spirit will share it with you. This ain't no joke. This ain't no playing time. And you see, if you notice, since this pandemic has hit, it just seems like it's just one thing after another. That and what's so crazy about it, this is stuff that we ain't never seen before. We ain't seen this type of stuff. We're beginning to see trials and tribulations of the past all combined into one big tribulation. Yes, and it's happening. It's unfolding right now before our eyes. The Euphrates River, you can Google it. They're saying the Euphrates River is drying up. God's going to drop that river. Amen. He's going to allow that river to be dried up for the kings of the east.
Ooh,
amen. For that army, for that great gathering, Armageddon. Amen. From that great battle. Amen. That no one is prepared for. Now, I will share this with you. Amen. I don't know what type of games that the banks are playing, what the banks are up to. I work in banking, and I'll tell you right now, you probably want to store some cash on you. I'm going to tell you, I'm talking about a good amount of cash. Now, I'm not trying to tell you to walk around with cash, but put it somewhere safe in your house. You ain't got to let nobody know that you're taking out cash, but I would at least keep $300 to $500 cash on hand. Amen. I would.
Amen.
You just never know. We got all this stuff. Say, man, cyber attacks are being thrown around the globe. They're cyber attacking Russia. You don't know what Russia and China, and let me tell you right now, Putin, Russia,
come on,
is soon to roll back the curtain, and you're going to reveal, is it like a deck of cards? They're going to reveal the players in the game that's on their team. And if you think Russia got a light hand, if you think Russia is playing, Putin would not be doing what he's doing if he didn't have a backup, if he didn't have a plan. What he's doing because, man, let me tell you, the deck is stacked. He got some heavy hitters on his team.
Yes, he does.
Amen. So he got some heavy hitters. He got some pockets. He's not worried about the sanctions because he know he got somebody backing up. They just sanctioned Pakistan. That was a shock to me last week when they sanctioned Pakistan. And I said, well, why in the world would they be sanctioning Pakistan? Well, that just told me who's on his side. Got some people. He got some players in the game that you at least expected. Amen. Let me tell you what he got. He got financial power, and he got military power. It ain't just his own. It ain't just his own.
Come on.
Amen. China's obviously backing him up. Amen. And I believe China's not going to be the only Asian country. See, what you don't understand is that in some countries that's itching to get at Europe and the United States. Oh, you better believe it. They're itching for a war with Europe and the United States because they're sick and tired of them controlling the narrative and telling everybody this and that, but they're doing what they want to do. It's time, amen. It's time. The church is about to be out of here. Amen. You better get it right. You better get your house in order. Make sure that you're ready for when that trumpet blows. You are not going to want to be a part of this show when it starts. Amen. I'm going to tell you now, brother. I know you don't want to be a part of it. I know I don't want to be a part of it. When the trumpets blow, it's going down. When I saw it the other day, I said, man, this man is serious. They are playing with this man, talking about sanctions. They slap this man on the wrist. This man can care less. They're trying to mess with his inner circle, which is the wealthy parties in Russia. Man do not care. When I start seeing women and children are being killed, you can best believe you can't play with someone that's willing to kill women and children. He's saying, you know what? He's going all in. You can best believe we're looking at World War III. I was talking to some people, said, oh, this ain't, some folks, somebody's Armageddon. I said, brother, this ain't Armageddon. This is World War III. Armageddon is going to be a spiritual and natural war. Amen. So this ain't Armageddon. Armageddon ain't yet, but you can best believe Armageddon is about to unfold. But, man, let me tell you, amen, we are praying for the world. because this here is affecting everybody on the planet since 2020. And let me tell you,
yes.
He said it in the beginning, I said it in the middle, and I'm going to continue to say it right now. They've come too far to turn back. Ain't no turning back. They know that they're too far invested in this thing. Amen. Things about to unfold. Lucifer, Satan, the devil is mad. He is at the end of his reign. His 6,000 years are up. The Gentile rule is up. Christ is coming back. Amen. He's going to reign. He's going to reign judgments and punishments on this earth. And you can just might as well get ready. All these plans that you got for tomorrow, all this business plans you got. Now, don't get me wrong. Amen. Don't get me wrong. If you're ambitious and you're going to, I'm not trying to tell you to stop, because let me tell you something. Satan is not telling his people to stop. They're still playing the game like we're going to be here on this earth doing what we're doing now for the next 1,000 years. No, it's up. It's up. See, see, if Satan shows any indication that the end is near, what happens to people when they get when people have fear? People begin to look for answers, and if they find the right answers, too many people will come to Christ. And Satan does not want that. So what does he do? He continues to play the game. Oh, everything is okay. Biden was just on the news last night. I'm sitting here watching him. Oh,
yeah.
Well, he's playing the same game they've been playing for all these years. Oh, everything is okay. We're going to control the economy. I'm not going to let prices go. He's just on TV just saying it. I said, man, they are playing the game to make you think everything is okay. And that's the game Satan plays until he says, aha, I got you. See, it's just like a prey. Amen. What you call them animals, like a tiger or a leopard or a panther, when they stalking their prey, they always make you think everything is okay. And then, boom, they got you. So that's what he wants to do with the world. Oh, everything's okay. Keep partying. Keep drinking. He want to keep you entertained. He want to keep you high. He want to keep you drunk. Keep you spending your money. Keep you sexy. He want to keep you blind.
Come on,
amen. To the truth. Amen. And until it's too late, he said, I got you. Amen. That's what he's looking to do. But we are here to wake you up. We're here to shake the bush. Amen. We're here to let you know that, hey, get your house in order. Don't be fooled by what the devil is trying to sell you in this day and time.
Woo!
Amen. Amen. The saints are getting ready to go home. Amen.
Thank you.
Armageddon versus World War III. Amen. Armageddon versus World War III. What does Putin have? What does he have? Amen. If China joins Russia, which we believe they will, China and Russia's already shook hands, and China said they are far and willing to go as far as they need to go. China is definitely not worried about Europe, NATO, or the United States sanctioning them. They're not worried about that. That's a country that boasts over a billion people. Their economy is now people say, oh, their economy is failing. Don't you be fooled by what these governments tell you. Amen. These governments, just like anybody else that make money, they have a safe somewhere. They're storing money somewhere for a rainy day.
Yeah.
So Putin is not concerned. With Russia, they boast the biggest foot army on the planet. If anyone is crazy enough to get into a combat, what they call it. They were talking about it the other day on the news. If they're crazy enough to get into a war, a ground war with China, you're talking about suicide. There is no army on the face of this planet. Now, this was almost 20 years ago. China boasted a 200 million man army. There's no telling how many soldiers they have now. Even if they have 225 or 250 million soldiers, that is too many soldiers to try to battle out against them. Even if your army, you put your best men, is better than half their army, that's still too many soldiers for you to go up against. You'll never kill off all those soldiers. So they're ready to go to war. Amen. So you have to think about They have financial backing. They have Libya. They have the Arabic countries, Ethiopia.
Yes, sir.
They have all countries. These countries' pockets are deep. Don't you think they are not? That's why America does business with those different countries over in the East, because their pockets are deep. I remember when I worked for Citigroup back in the day, and that's one of the things when 9/11 hit that they was afraid of, because they said that they had over $70 billion invested in the bank. I'm like, what in the world? Why do they have $70 billion invested in the bank? They got more money than what you think they got. You can say what you want to, you can talk about it, but they got more money than what you know. These are all countries, and they have billions and billions and hundreds of billions of dollars. Amen. And their pockets are deep. So Putin is not worried about none of this stuff that Europe and NATO and America is just slapping them on the wrist. The people of Ukraine want them to put more sanctions. He's not concerned about sanctions. This man is after something. He's trying to get down to Israel. He's just trying to subdue Ukraine so he can accomplish his goal. See, it's going to be all in veil as time go on. Like I say, the players that's in this game, remember, this is chess, not checkers. They're simply moving the pieces and board around the board to prepare for what's about to happen. Amen. All you got to do, amen, is sit back and watch and get saved, because you want to know why? There's nothing that we can do, because this is Bible prophecy, and this has got to happen. We already know. I've already said this over a year ago, almost 2 years ago. Amen. I said that I believe, this is just my belief, amen, that when Christ comes back to this earth, there's probably going to be less than 2 billion people on this planet. Amen. You can say what you want. You better read and study Bible prophecy and hear what Daniel said, hear what Christ said. Christ and Daniel both said there will never, ever, since the time when Adam and Eve was created, be a time like it on this earth in that 7 years than it has ever been in 6,000 years on this planet.
The
tribulation is no joke. You can't prepare. Folks are talking about buying. I'm talking about folks that's in church. You ought to hear the silliness that they talk about. Oh, we need to prepare. You can't prepare for what's coming. Christ has already prepared the church. How did he prepare? He said salvation. He said, I say he gave you a way out in Revelation 3:10. He said that. Well, let me read what he said. I'm about to give you a script. Let me read you what he said in Revelation 3:10. It says, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world. See, that's the key right there. All of the world. We know he's talking about, and this is Revelation. We know he's contributing. This is about what? The great tribulation. This is what Christ is saying. It's going to affect the world, not the saints. I'm going to keep you from this hour, because this is going to be a temptation. The Bible said that, and it said, who shall be able to stand? You can't stand against that. It's only going to be a few people that can be blessed and fortunate to make it through the great tribulation. He says, watch this. He said, to try them that dwell upon the earth. All we're trying to do, brothers and sisters, is get you prepared for what's about to happen. You can't buy enough food. There's food shortages. Come on, now you got to look at it. Paul talked about this. Don't be silly. You trying to stock up and stuff. Man, don't you know folks are going to be robbing and killing one another? There's already food shortages. I told you that last year I talked to a woman down in Mississippi. You know what she said? She said, brother, they ain't telling y'all what's going on down here on the news because they don't want y'all to know. Said, man, we buying guns down here. People are robbing. People are stealing. We ain't got no money down there. I said, really? She said, yeah. I'm spending the rest of my $200 to buy me some guns and some bullets. I said, Lord, have mercy. I said, you have got to be joking. We ain't heard nothing on the news about it because they ain't going to tell you about some of this stuff that's going on.
No.
Again, the devil is playing this game. Everything is – see, they got all this distraction going on. All the war over here, all the pandemic, all this, all that, all the stock market, all this stuff is blinding you from what's really going on. the starvation. Amen. The brothers just confirmed it. He said that they locking up the meat. I was in shock when the watchman on the wall. So I said, brother, they locking up the meat. I know my brother was telling the truth when he told me. But man, when I saw this brother on YouTube said it. He said, man, they out here locking up the meat. He said, you just can't go and get the meat no more. He said that you got to go and tell them that you want the meat because the folks are robbing and stealing the meat like crazy.
No.
I said, Lord have mercy.
What manner of man or woman should you be
in this hour? You should have your household in order, telling everybody that you can. Speaking to family members, they can laugh, they can go. Hey, I got family members still laughing, talking about, oh, it ain't going to be none of that. It ain't no cry, ain't going to be no return. But yet they talk about getting prepared. Well, brother, well, if ain't no cry, it ain't none of that stuff that you talking about. Why are you getting prepared? Ain't no need to prepare if it ain't no cry. No, you got to get your soul right. That's the only way you're going to escape. See, the folks want to talk about what's going on in the world, but when you bring up Christ or God or the return of Christ, they won't say, oh, you know, Christ ain't coming back. Well, what are you talking about? Well, why are you talking about the war and feuding and this may be the end of the world? Ain't no need you talking about that. I don't want to hear that if you don't want to talk about salvation.
Come on.
Amen. We need to talk about getting your soul right. Because that's the only way you're going to escape hell on earth is if you get your soul right. Because, man, you better believe Satan's going to open up that pit over in chapter 9. You talk about demonic. Amen. You can't prepare for what's coming. Read about those locusts. You can't prepare for that stuff. I don't care where you hide, where what you got, how many bullets you got. You can't kill those with no bullets. Is you crazy? These folks is in the lost of mind out here talking about they buying bullets. They still buying bullets. They still buying guns. And folks can't buy guns. I heard somebody the other day, I was like, what are these folks? Some of these folks are still talking about buying guns. Man, I can't buy no guns nowhere. You don't need no guns. You need Christ. You need salvation. Like they used to say, you need Jesus. And right now, any moment in time that you at our this point in time in your life and history, do we need Christ? Amen. You need him today. You need him right now. And all we can do, amen, is prepare the world, the saints, for Christ's return. Because when the trumpet blows, amen, we're going to be out of here.
Amen.
It's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. Don't play around with it.
Come on,
hey, amen. Don't play around with it. Hey, go ahead and get your life in order. Go ahead and get it together because we are praying for you and we love you. That's why we spend the time that we spend 3 nights out of the week on the earth. Amen. Away from our family, away from our what we like to do, what we could be doing. I could be at the gym. Amen. I could be there watching TV with my wife and kids. Amen. I could be playing a game or up and down the street, whatever, at the store, shopping, or doing other things that I may like or enjoy doing. Amen. But instead, I'm concerned for your soul. I don't want to see nobody lost. Amen. I want to see as many people receive salvation and receive heaven and enter into the kingdom of heaven before it is too late. Brothers and sisters, amen, we are praying for y'all. Amen, I know it's so much to get out in this hour. Amen.
All right.
Sanctions will not stop this, man. They can stop with sanctions. America, U.S. cannot get into this war. I'm going to say this real quick. They cannot get into this war. Amen. There are rules
that's
of
right.
engagement. They can't get in this war. The only thing they can do, that's why everybody's sitting back watching. Everybody said, well, why won't they join the war? There's rules of engagement. They're not going to get into the war. Number one, it will kill our economy. Our economy is already struggling. And if we jump in that war, you think you're crying now about prices. Meat going to go up. Gas going to go up. Your electric bill sure is going to go up. What do you think they do when they're in these wars? They got to fund these wars. Who they going to get to fund it?
Yes.
You going to fund the war. We can't send no soldier to fight. If one American soldier go over there and interact with a Russian soldier, you can definitely count it. you can definitely count it because at that point, China's going to jump in. And we don't need that. Amen. All we can do is
pray right now and pray that it stays away as far as it can. Now, eventually, more likely, NATO, those other countries may get into it. Amen. Eventually. But right now, we just need to pray for those people that they escape, that they get out of the country, and that they be equal to everyone. Because now I'm hearing some mistreatment of the African people over there, that they're not allowing the Africans to leave with the Ukrainians. And that's not right. Amen. That's not right at all. Amen.
Right.
So we need to be praying for everybody, that people need to stop this nonsense. You are at war. Amen. You don't have time. I can't believe that people would act like that at a time like this. Amen. The world needs more togetherness and love. Amen. But we are praying, amen, for your well-being as well as the world. Amen. Go ahead, doctor. Go ahead. What you got?
Man, you hot tonight. You hot tonight. You hot tonight. You took the words right out of my mouth. You took everything. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to roll on what you said because you covered a large area. And you know, a lot of people say, I really don't believe the Bible's all the word of God, and I'm kind of a little leery on some scriptures and everything, and I really can't understand it. Well, that ain't nothing but the devil. You know, the devil don't want you to know the word of God. He don't want you to read it. He don't want you to meditate on it. He don't want you to look at the condition of the world today and say, what's going on? And the only place you can find what's going on is in the word of God. But there's a scripture that he mentioned, and I'm going to read it out of the Bible so nobody won't be thinking out there I made it up. And it's found in Hebrews. It's found in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews, the second chapter of Hebrews. Second chapter, the third verse. It says, how shall we escape? If we neglect, now, don't pay no attention to it. You know, a lot of people got the idea to hell with that. I ain't thinking about that stuff, man. Salvation.
Right.
How shall we escape if we neglect? Don't pay no attention to it. Ignore it. Walk around with your head all up in the air thinking you're going to live forever, thinking you don't have to answer to God, thinking that you can have all your fun and live in sin and die and go to heaven. No, no, no. The Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great? So
that's
great.
Right.
Now, it didn't say great. It said so great. In other words, ain't nothing beyond so. So great. Salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord. The Lord spoke of this great salvation in Genesis. He rolled all the way across. The last book in Malachi, a Savior is coming, a Messiah is coming, a Lamb is coming, a Emancipator is coming, a Redeemer is coming. And he said, now, I spoke of it before anybody did. And then he sent the prophets, and they spoke about it. And then when he got here, he said, now, the prophets that they spoke about, he said, I'm the one. Woo! I'm the one that was born in the manger. I'm the one that was wrapped in swaddling. I'm the one that stayed on the earth 33 and one half years. I'm the one. Listen to me. I'm the one that turned the water to wine. I'm the one that fed 5,000 people with 2 fishes and 5 barrels of bread. I'm the one that walked on the water. I'm the one that healed the sick and raised the dead, cast out devils in the name. I'm the one that cast out devils in my name.
Come on,
God. What you talking about? That's the one. Now, how can you expect if you neglect the salvation that he's brought? And he did greater things than that. He said, I'm the one that went into the Garden of Gethsemane. I'm the one that prayed for 1 hour. I'm the one that the pressure and the sin that was on me caused me to sweat blood out of my pores. I'm the one. Listen to what he said. He said, Father,
amen,
let this cup pass to me. Not my will, but your will be done. He said, what was he saying? He was saying, Lord God, self-existent one. He said to himself, if there's another way that I can escape this suffering that I got to go through, could you give me some information? And he said, not my will, but your will be done.
Amen.
And the Lord said,
right,
you got to go to Calvary. There's no other angel. There's no other fallen angel, no holy angel. There's no cherubim. There's no seraphim. There's no patriarch. There's no David couldn't go. Isaiah couldn't go. Jeremiah couldn't go. None of those men could go. And this man go, how shall we escape? We can't escape if we neglect so got salvation. Some people are trying to escape. Some people got shovels and bricks and timber and wood, and they're digging holes in the ground trying to escape the wrath of God. Some people are going down to the drugstore, getting drugs and selling drugs. Some folks are going to sex pornography, trying to get a thrill on Blueberry Hill. But let me tell you, you ain't going to get a thrill but so high, and then you got to come down. But let me tell you, I know somebody needs to know if he pick you up. You know what he'll do? He'll turn you around, and he'll plant your feet on solid ground.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, he's the only way that I can escape, all right? You say, well, if I go down to NASA, go down to Cape Cod, go down to Cape Canaveral and get on a rocket ship and go on to the moon somewhere, how shall I escape such a great salvation that was delivered unto me? And now Jesus Christ done came and went, and he's getting ready to come back again. And when he come back, he's not coming back to play coquette. He's not coming back to watch a football game. And don't get me wrong, you got to have some kind of activity in life. But let me tell you, folks, I'm gone too far. They don't go on over the hill. They're getting ready to come up the hill again. And let me tell you how should they escape. Yeah, you can go to your mama. You can go to your daddy. You can go to your sister. You can go to your doctor. You can go to your psychologist. You can go to the you go to all the witchcraft. I don't want you to go there. Some people and voodoo and hoodoo and all this here stuff that they're putting down, but they can't escape. The only way that you can escape the wrath of God, the only way you can escape the tribulation period, the only way you can escape the Antichrist, the only way you can escape the scorpions, the only way you can escape the beast and the false church. The Bible says, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And the Bible says, right, neither whoremonger or adulterers or homosexuals or lesbians or a sodomite, anything that defiles the soul and the body cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Well, somebody say, what can I do? What can I do to be saved? Go down there in the book of Acts, and you see a Philippian jailer standing before Peter, and they tell me, they said when Peter opened the doors and the man said, uh-oh, they done escaped. And he said, I'm going to go in and slay myself. And Peter said, don't do yourself no harm. We ain't going nowhere. You don't have to worry, because Peter was trying to get this man to see the God that I serve is able to deliver you. And the man asked the question, how and what must I do in order to be saved? He didn't say go down there to the church and shake the preacher's hand. He didn't say do a whole lot of good works. He didn't say nothing about your own effort to try to receive salvation off of work. He didn't say nothing. He said, listen, repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt what? Thou shalt be saved. And that man escaped the wrath of God, number one. He escaped. He came out of jail. He came out of jail, and I believe his whole family was saved. He escaped the wrath of God, basically, amen. And the only way that every individual can escape the wrath of God, they got to come to Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, amen. I know the denomination, Baptist Church, Presbyterian Church, Catholic Church. You got all kinds of different religions. But religions, really, all false religions come from hell.
That's right.
There's a whole lot of religious folks going to hell. They're going to hell because they refuse. They reject. They ignore. They trample the Holy Spirit under their feet. They trample the blood of Jesus Christ over their feet, and they curse at the cross. They deny the cross. They resent the cross. But when you do that, you are doomed for hell. Uh-oh.
Amen.
You mean to tell me I can go to hell, preacher? Yeah, you can go to hell. How can I go there? Regret, you reject Christ. Live your own life. Have a good time. Don't worry about your salvation. Don't worry about your soul, because let me tell you, I don't care how good you are. You were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And as long as you go through this life without accepting Jesus Christ and you die, you die at 80 years old, you die at 50 years old, you die at 30 years old, you die at 20 years old, you die at the age of a camp at a young age, and you run around here, and you're young, and you're fast, and you're strong, and you don't think you're going to get old, you don't think you can die, but let me tell you, wellest day of your life, you're sick enough to die. Come on, y'all.
Right.
Some people have got so hard-hearted, they think they can control their life. You can't control your life. You can't even control nothing. The Bible said, Jesus Christ said, you can't do nothing without me. Woo-hoo-hoo. You can't live right without me. You can't talk right without me. You can't be joyful without me. You can't do nothing. Oh, you got a big, brand new car. You got suit clothes in the closet. You got a fine home. You got this. You got that. All that stuff is garbage. All that stuff is garbage. I'm not here to stay. Jesus Christ said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I might come. No. I'm thinking about coming. No. I don't know. I went down there once, and if I go down there again, they're going to do the same thing to me. So, no, I'm coming again, though. I'm coming, but this time I ain't coming to say. I'm coming to judge.
That's right.
Nobody likes to go to court. Come on. Ain't nobody jumping up and down if I got to go to court. What I got to go to court for? I'm going to be judged by the judge. But that judge can't judge nobody. Only God can judge me. Only God knows my up and down. He knows my income and my outcome. He knows everything. How should you escape? Woo! Pretty girl. Hey, pretty girl. You're looking good. But let me tell you, how are you going to escape the wrath of God? Woo! Hey, handsome dude, you got your muscles, you got your hair, you landed to the side, you walking with a limp, you think you're cool, you got your gold stuff around your neck. Oh, man, you the man of the hour. But let me tell you, that don't last overnight. Woo, you can wake up in the morning sick as a dog, get ready to die. You don't know why you got sick, because it's appointed once for men to die, and after that, you're going to judgment.
That's right. That's what it says.
A saint is going to the judgment seat of Christ. A sinner is going to the judgment seat of God Almighty at the end of the millennium reign. We're going to a great white throne. All the church going folk that's not saved, all the Hollywood movies, all the football players that didn't get saved, all the elite and the millionaires and the billionaires and the billionaires are going to stand before the great white throne for one reason. They never accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. That's why they're going to be there. They never came to Christ. They rejected the ultimate sacrifice. How shall we escape? How is Brother Tim Jackson going to escape if he neglects so great a salvation? He can't escape the wrath of God if he haven't received Christ in his life. But I know he has received Christ. I know Brother Bazaar can't escape. And I'm not going on my money. I'm not going on my prestige. I'm going on the grace of God. For he so loved the world that God gave his only son to die from your sin. Listen to what it says. We cannot escape hell but through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we're trying to tell you this afternoon.
Amen.
We can't escape hell but through the blood of Jesus Christ. When God, the Holy Ghost, down, he sent it down with power and great glory. And we got power right now. Please don't reject Christ. This is what it says. What kind of age you living in? In the book of Romans. I'm going to let the brother have them as soon as I read a few scriptures in the book of Romans. So we know that we can't escape. No. You can put on, you can Houdini. Houdini was going to escape. But one time he couldn't escape. He got caught under the water. And they found him dead, frozen.
because he thought he could put a chain on it and go underwater and come up on the other side. Mm-hmm. And they tell me when they found him, he froze to death because he was the great escape. But there's no escape from hell but through Jesus Christ. Ha! The God Almighty! Hallelujah! Man, old days. Denomination will not get you to hell. Shaking the preacher's head won't get you to hell. Looking good like a movie star. Man, let me tell you, I see some movie stars on the, they have a celebration every weekend. Man, those women come out there looking fine as wine. They got the little short dresses on. They got the boobs hanging out. They got the head on the side. They look nice. But it's wrong dress. And yet and still, they are corrupt inside. They are corrupt. Your heart tells the story what you are. Your heart tells you who what you are. It's all in the heart. Amen. And world today believe in looking fine, looking good. But all
That's
the
right.
good looking, all the good looking come from Lucifer. Because he
That's
was
right.
a good looking
That's right.
He was a,
Come on.
He was a gorgeous of the gorgeous. Amen. When gorgeous seen him, gorgeous ran away. He couldn't take with him. That sucker was sharp to the board of hell. The board of hell had to shut it down. He looked in the mirror reflection of the hell and divine and the portals of heaven, and he saw himself. When he saw himself, the first thing he recognized, he was a gorgeous cherubim. The highest order of angels. And
right.
he said, I am going to be like God because I am beautiful. And people today got that same spirit that I'm so beautiful that I can do what I want to do. I'm so beautiful that people ought to bow down to me. I'm so beautiful and so handsome that, man, I got the women falling on their knees. I got the girls. I got the men falling on their knees. I got the men pulling out their hair because I'm so beautiful. But all that Bible tells you what beauty does. He said, beauty is deceitful of all. Beauty
mm-hmm.
is deceitful. And the world has been deceived by Satan himself. What condition
right.
man is? Listen to what Rome says, and I'm going to let the brother have it because he don't woke me up this afternoon. I want to tell you, amen. I want to tell you, God loves you out there. Whoever you are, wherever
yes,
you are, we
yes,
love you out there. That's why we're trying to give you all the information just before Christ comes. That's why we're studying
right.
and coming and praying. We're doing this not for money. Soul, don't go to hell. Please don't. Please
Man.
Don't. Man, James Brown used to sing, said, please, please, please. And he wasn't even in hell. But please don't go
mm-hmm.
to hell. I'm telling you now, and I know where the Lord is going to wrap me up, and I'm telling you now, please don't go.
Mm-hmm.
God
That's
loves
right.
you. God did the ultimate sacrifice for you and the whole world too much, and he did it out of his heart. Don't,
That's right.
Don't reject it. Don't ignore the word that me and the brother's trying to tell you. You can
Amen.
Follow your knees right now. Those that listen, you can follow your knees and confess Christ in your life right now.
Amen.
You don't
That's right.
You don't have to wait till you have to eat your breakfast or before you eat your breakfast. You don't have to wait till you go to bed. You don't have to wait till you get up in the morning. You can
right.
be in your sleep. And God could touch your heart and say, you know you need me. Confess your sins to me. And I can save you right there in the bed. I can save you if you had to go to the toilet. I'm telling you the truth.
That's
God
right.
don't want to see nobody perish. He don't want to put, in fact, God has never put nobody in hell unless they were disobedient. If you go to hell, and if you get Christ, you can blame nobody but yourself. Don't
Amen.
Let your friend, don't let your friends talk a whole lot of game to you and try to make you believe they don't have to answer to an almighty God. You don't have to answer, I don't care who you are.
Oh,
you don't have to answer God Almighty one day. And he will tell you, amen. Don't reject Jesus Christ. Listen to this, and I'm going to turn it over to the brother. Let him walk with it a little bit. It says in the book of the third chapter of Romans, starting at the ninth verse,
I'm going to read you some verses out of that to show you what condition man is in. It says, what then? Are we better than they?
Amen.
No.
Come on.
No, why? For we have before proved both Jew and the Gentile that they are all under sin. Look right here.
Right.
The Gentiles are sinners. Your mama is a sinner. Your daddy, your superintendent is a sinner. Your preacher, those that call themselves being a preacher and being saved, they're sinners. Listen to what it says. As it is written. Now listen, there is none righteous. No, not one. There is none that understandeth, that there is none that seeketh after God. The world is not seeking after God. You know what they're seeking after? They're seeking after Satan, saying, the devil, Lucifer, what you got for me? What you got for me, man?
That's right.
I got a whole lot in my bag, man. I got all kind of stuff. And one thing I do have, and I'm going to give it to you if you want, I'll give you a whole lot of money. I'll give you a whole lot of prestige.
Right.
I'll give
that's
you
right.
whatever you want. I'll give you the men you want. I'll let you be whatever you want to be. If you want to be a whore, I'll put you on. If you want to be a pimp, I'll give you. I'll make sure.
Right.
And a sinner is not seeking what? After God. They all are gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. You sinning, you dogging everybody else and dogging yourself, and you having a good time, you are unprofitable. You can't
profit right.
God. You can't deadly walk and scatter the fence and shoot and kill and murder and rape and do all that, and you unprofitable. Mm-hmm. God can't get nothing out of that.
He's the righteous God.
And he says, there is none that does good. No, not one. Their food is an open sepulchre, huh? With their tongue, they have used the heat, poison of ass under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. We got more folks cussing
come
like
on.
A Satan. Church folks. You hear
that's
what I
right.
said? Preaching cussing. Deacon cussing.
Mm.
Oh, women cussing. Using profanity and foul language coming out of their mouth. And call
that's
themselves
right.
a child of God, you're a lying wonder. The Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost can't do that. The Holy Ghost
that's
is
right.
meek. The Holy Ghost is mild. The Holy Ghost is holy. The Holy Ghost is righteous. And that's God's spirit. And if God's spirit is in you and walking in the spirit and filled with the spirit, you have no desire to profane the name of the great God of Zion. You can't, you don't have a desire to profane the great I am. Before I am was even used, he was still there. And you can't go nowhere that God has never been. And God can't go nowhere. As the brother said the other night, he can't go nowhere because he's everywhere. Hallelujah.
Right. Amen.
Praise God. He said, whose mouth is full of curses and bitterness. And their feet are swift to shed innocent blood. A man the other day went into the church and killed three children and shot himself in the head because his
Lord
wife divorce. Listen to what it says. Their feet are swift to shed innocent blood. Are slaughtering. Their government is slaughtering people all over the world. Babies are being buried
right.
alive all over the world. They can't got no food. And America sits up here, rejecting what? God Almighty. The only country on the first of the earth other than Israel that has been blessed miraculously because it's a Christian nation or used to be a Christian nation. We used to fear God, but America don't fear God no more. That's why you got the crazy nuts out on the street killing and robbing and raping and going to court and getting sentenced, and they got to let some of the people out of jail now because the jail is all overcrowded, and they're talking about America going a draft. They're gonna start a draft, but I tell you one thing, Mm-hmm. I like to know where they're going to get the men at, because all our men, some of them is in prison. Some of them done turned gay. They're sissies. I ain't got nothing against living, but let me tell you, watch how you live. America, because they can't find two in America because they're sporting men. Men don't want to work, don't want to take responsibility. They can't find a good man, because a man today, our men today, I'm talking about a man that's a man that's a man inside of a man. I ain't talking about no punk. I ain't talking about no. You see, I'm not talking about a man putting on eyebrow pencils and wearing long fingernails and switching his hip. I ain't talking about that. That's a he-she and a she-he. And God, if God can't use them, you think the U.S. Navy Marines going to use them? No. We in trouble. America's not Ukraine ain't in trouble. America's in some serious trouble.
That's right.
America's in some serious trouble because they have turned against God. What turned me off last night on the speech that Biden made. I seen the people come in. They was coming in, shaking hands, smiling, grinning, and they got up to do the thing. And you know what irks me? They never came to open the Congress in prayer.
Right.
They never.
Amen.
They never prayed. They never said a mumbling word about the God in heaven. There's a God in heaven.
That's right.
As small as we are, and as insignificant as we are, and as weak as we are, America has returned her back as far as the government, because the government used to have prayer.
That's
when
right.
When they come to Congress, they don't even pray no more. How can you get up and tell somebody that you want to do this and you do that and you ain't getting no help from heaven? If you ain't getting no help from heaven, it ain't going to work, church.
Okay.
What I'm preaching, right? You need to write Washington, D.C. and tell them, where's God at? Y'all ain't going to do nothing. Y'all sitting up there talking about you got your money, you got your necktie, and you're smiling and you're grinning. And you got the women behind you clapping their hands, and he ain't gonna do nothing because he ain't asked God about it.
Mm.
The Lord, and let me tell you, you never get too big. Ooh, you man will never get too big that they can order God around. You know,
that's
ooh,
right, amen.
Can order God around, and God's gonna do what He got to do. And
that's
when
right.
You come through. We go to take that country, Ukraine, and use it as a station to come down from the north and come
that's right.
The side of the Black Sea and come on down into Syria, on down into Jordan, on down into Israel on the Holy Mountain. And he's got a company coming from Ethiopia. He's got a company coming from Libya. He's got a company coming from Turkey. He's got a company coming from Eastern Europe. He's got other nations that's going to link in with him. And so America needs to step back and watch the hand of God Almighty, because
amen.
God is the whole world. Oh, y'all ain't listen to me tonight. Please. I love you. I love you. Listen, I'm going to close with this, and the brother going to bring it on in. Listen to what they say. He says, and their feet are swift to shed innocent blood. Destruction
right.
And misery are in their ways.
Mm-hmm.
And the way of they have not known. They have not known there is no fear of God before their eyes. The nation in the Old Testament, good Lord Almighty, the nation of Egypt, the nation of Assyria, the nation of Babylon, the nation of Media Persian Empire, the nation of the Grecian Empire, the nation of the Roman Empire, did not fear God because they didn't know God. And the only
nation that
feared God was Israel, and they disobeyed God and followed the ways of the Gentile nations. And God said, I ain't got no respect to persons. I know y'all my people, but you're going to suffer for the consequences. And Israel has suffered all the way down until 1948. And they became a nation for the first time. And during the tribulation period, I'm closing. I'm not closing for a few minutes. Brother going to take it. He said, the nation of Israel is going to be restored. Hallelujah. They're going to be restored in the land of Israel right now. And they're making preparations to rebuild the temple. Good God Almighty. They're making preparations for the Jewish temple to go to old sacrifices. And the Antichrist is going to verify it. And they're going to believe that this Christ is coming. Now, here's another thing I want to get straightened out. Jesus Christ will not come back to the earth until after the end of the tribulation period.
Mm-hmm.
The Antichrist
right.
will come at the beginning of the tribulation. And he's going to say that he is Jesus Christ. And there's a Jewish nation that's going to believe that he is Jesus Christ. And if they believe that he is Jesus Christ, the Gentile nation is going to say, yes, that's the Messiah. They're going to lock in and believe that this man is actually Jesus Christ. That's not the second
Amen.
Coming. No. The second coming of Jesus Christ don't come until after the seven-year tribulation. Because the seven-year tribulation is made definitely for the Jewish people to make their last call to tell the world that the Messiah that they rejected for 2,600 years, that's the one that's going to come and stand on the Mount of Olives. God said, my people will lead the Gentiles to the Yahweh God. And that Yahweh God will be led to Christ during the tribulation period of the 144,000 Jews who have preached the gospel for 3.5 years. And God
Amen.
Will send Moses and Elijah to preach the gospel the last 3.5 years. And the whole round world will hear the gospel from the Jewish people. And John looked. And he said, now, wait a minute. And I'm closed. Good God Almighty. This is so good. Kitchen table. Ooh, hey, man, listen to me. I witnessed a number that no man could number. Who are these and where did they come from? Because the church was already excommunicated in heaven, and there was nobody up on the earth to be a witness for Christ. But the 144,000 and the two witnesses, and they tell me after it's all over, a great number. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. A great number was saved during the tribulation period. Listen, my friends. If
Amen.
You don't want to go through the tribulation, you need to accept Christ tonight.
That's right.
Amen. You need to go to your neighbor's house. Amen. And grab them by the head and say, look, man, I hear these preachers on TV, on internet. Why don't you come and listen one night with us and see what they're
Amen.
Talking about? Bring your Bible. Come on, man. Look, man, you ain't watching none of those old soap operas, and you're watching this, and you're watching everything. You listen to all this. It's two sinners and saints coming back on with a new episode. You're watching Batman, and you're watching Spider-Man. You're watching all these witchy craft occult shows, and you ain't getting
right.
the only thing. Scare the hell out of you, but let me tell you something. I know something else will scare the hell out of you, and that's revelation, because if you go through it, you're going to live in fear until you accept Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ can take away that fear.
Amen.
Because
he sure can.
If you don't know where you're going before you die, you need to get on your knees right now.
That's right.
And let God satisfy your soul, and let him cleanse you with that shed blood that he did on Calvary.
Amen.
Oh! What a wonderful salvation. Oh, it makes me shout. It makes me cry. It makes me run. It makes me rejoice. Oh, it does all the wonderful things in my life when you accept
Jesus
Christ. I lay my head on the chopping block. Amen. If you get saved, accept Jesus Christ, if you don't have a changed life and you don't enjoy Jesus Christ, you can chop my head off. I know what I'm talking about. If you really accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and turn your ways, your unbelief, and put your spirit right in the place where Jesus was when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and when he was that old dug it up the hill, when they lied on him, spit on him, and kicked him, and beat him beyond a hamburger meat and hung him half naked on the cross, and blood was streaming all down his head, and had a crown of thorns plaited on his head, and He looked at the thief and said, the thief said, remember me? And Jesus said, this day you'll be with me in paradise.
Amen.
You need to make that prayer right now and repent of your sins. And you tell me, oh, what you say? You ain't never done nothing? Oh, that's not true. Man, you
that's
already
right.
Don't told a lie. You say you never done nothing. You done lied all the day. Because you have done something.
That's
and
right.
If it ain't done in the spirit, God don't want it. If you don't talk about somebody, lied on somebody, you go back in the back rooms nipping on a pipe, amen, or throwing something in your veins, and you coming out act like ain't nothing happened. You going out and get your wine or your women, and you say, oh, I ain't done nothing. No. You got to come on with it. God
that's right.
You, and he knows your heart. You just want
that's
to
right.
Come on
amen.
With it. You ain't going to escape. You ain't escaped the wrath of God, but through the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm here.
That's it.
This is Brother Bazaar telling you with the bottom of my heart. My heart is heavy for you. I want you to continue to listen. I want you to grab your friends wherever they are. Hey, man. Hey, dude. Come on over to my house. Oh, what's over there, man? Man, we having a good time. We got a preacher. We got a preacher's on. Oh, what you got? They tell us everything that the Bible says. Hallelujah. They ain't coming from the Bible, man. We ain't coming from no motivation speeches. We ain't walking around with no Bible in our hand reading scripture. And anytime a man ain't got a Bible in hand showing you scriptures, he ain't got nothing to tell you. Because all the good news comes from the scriptures, not from me, not from my thinking, my ego trip. Ooh, what did Paul say? Romans 10:9. Confess with your mouth and believe
amen.
With your heart.
Believe in your
that
heart.
God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you get a new life. You get a new walk. Old things
yes.
pass away. Everything is new. Brother, go ahead and roll with it. Man, you got me stirred up here.
Amen. Amen. All glory be to the Most High. Amen. But I'm glad I got you stirred up. Amen. The Spirit is moving. Amen. Amen. And you got to talk about that when Christ returns, amen, that marriage supper of the Lamb, amen, we're going to be there as the church. Amen. You don't want to miss this. Amen. Heaven's going to be so beautiful. Amen. I love talking about heaven because I think that's the most exciting thing to me is witnessing heaven, getting to actually walk on the streets of gold. Amen. Amen. And just seeing how beautiful heaven is going to be. All the angels, all your friends that believe, all your family that believe, all the enemies at one point in your life that believe, it's going to be such a blessing, such a joyous time. You can't even imagine how beautiful heaven is going to be. Amen. I can't help but to talk about it because I will
talk
be there. But I think about it throughout the days. Amen. I just be sometimes sitting here in my office. I just think about it. Sometimes I just be sitting there just like, man, I just can't wait. You know, we're going to get to be here 1,000 years. But I think that's what that just grabs my spirit. We're going to be here 1,000 years here on this earth, on this planet that we actually walked on. We was on this planet. We enjoy life. We enjoy family. Brother, I think about it so much. I think about how it would be to live 100 years and still look young, not age. Your glorified body, just a beautiful
yes.
body, beautiful robe, whiter than snow. You're going to have crowns on your head. Man, you're going to be so immaculate when you come back, not to only live 100 years, but to be here 200 years and to reign
Three.
With Christ. You're going to give you a responsibility. You're going to be overseeing things. You ain't have no stinking job. Ain't nobody going to be telling you what to do. You ain't got to worry about getting up, reporting the work, logging in, logging out, reporting
on,
this, preacher. Reporting that. You ain't got to do none of that stuff. You ain't got to hear nobody critiquing you, nobody over you. Only the Heavenly Father will be over you. Only Christ will be over you. The Holy Spirit, you will just, man, you will be in tune and one with the Almighty God. You will represent God in love, and you will be judges on this earth, judges on this planet.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
we're going to fix what Satan ruled and messed up. He ruined this for 6,000 years. Look at all the murder and death. I think about sometimes, bro, I'll be driving home sometimes. I think about the animals that lay dead in the street. And I just think about that. I just like, man, that's what Satan did. Because of Satan's disobedience, you look at all the women, the children, the men that have lost their lives to senselessness, all because of Satan wanted to play God, because he wanted to be God. But, man, when Christ come back, oh, man, oh, man. Lord, have mercy.
Oh,
man, you're going to get to be with God. You're going to get to enjoy this life in a different life, totally different world. You're going to get to enjoy Christ. You're going to get to enjoy the other saints. And, man, we're going to get to be at that amen, the supper of the Lamb. Who don't want to be there, amen, at the supper of the Lamb? Who don't want to be there? Let's go there real quick, amen. I'm going to go there real quick before I turn back over to the brother. Amen. I want to go over to Revelation, the 19th chapter.
Go ahead. Come on.
Go to Revelation, the 19th chapter. Amen. Let's see what he's talking about over here. Amen. I think I spoke on this before. I know I have. Amen. I want to talk about it a little bit tonight. Verse 1. It says, Revelation, the 19th chapter, verse 1 says, "And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven." Amen. Saying hallelujah. Amen. Now watch this. You know, you got people who want to be cute and say, "Oh, there ain't no rapture. We going to be here in the great tribulation." Tell me this. What people do you know is in heaven?
Come on. Come on.
Heaven only got the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the angels. They didn't say that God is a people. It don't say Christ is a people. It don't say the Holy Spirit is a people. It don't say the angels are a people. But it says, "I heard a great voice of much people in heaven." This is in the tribulation before Christ returns. Who are the people in heaven? Only us on earth are known as people. In other words,
come on,
people on this earth, you got to be a human being, from what I understand, to be a person or a people. This is referring, who did John see? He saw the righteous. Watch what he said. He said, "For true and righteous are his judgments." Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. "For he had judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand." This is going to be the tribulation saints. This is going to be the church age saints. And this is going to be who else? The Old Testament saints in heaven.
Come on,
saying what? All praises. Hallelujah. Who we praising? God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Praising, amen. Praising the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. Amen. This is who we're going to be in heaven with. So when it says, when John said he heard a great voice of people in heaven, he's talking about us, the saints. We will not go through the great tribulation. Amen.
Now,
I'll show you more scriptures tell us that we won't go, then you can show me scriptures that say that we will be here on earth during the tribulation. I guarantee you, amen, we will not be here. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now watch this. Verse 3 says, "And again they said," what? Hallelujah. There we go. Hallelujah is what? The highest praise. We are praising God. Amen. Why? We're praising him for redeeming us, for saving our souls. John wept over in Revelation, the fifth chapter. And the angel said, he asked John, "Why are you weeping? Why are you crying?" John was concerned that there was none found worthy. Amen. But the angel told him, "John, weep not, for there is one," amen, "that was found worthy." Amen. Because first, there was none in the earth, on the earth, under the earth. There was nobody was worthy, but the Lamb that came down from heaven, he was worthy and slain for our sins. We thank him right now for salvation. Man, you don't know how much joy I got right now. Amen. Just talking to you about this salvation thing. Man, the devil don't want you to know that salvation is simple. All you have to do is confess with your mouth. And I guarantee, I dare you to try tonight to sincerely give it up. I dare you to sincerely praise God. I dare you to sincerely give all praises to the Most High God and to give it all up, to give up this world, to give up the things that we worship and idolize this world. And I dare you to give it up and sincerely mean it from the bottom of your heart. Lord, I want you to enter into my heart tonight. I give it all up to you. I believe in you, Heavenly Father. I believe in the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. I believe that Christ died for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead, and all power is in his hand. He has the keys to death and hell, and he sits on the right hand of the Most High God. I guarantee you, man, you won't regret it. Man, you'll see a different life. You'll wake up tomorrow morning, and something will be different. In fact, this instant that you receive Christ, something will be different about you. Amen. You may not realize it right away, but something's going to be different about you. You're going to have a distaste for the worldly life. You're going to have a distaste for the club. You're going to have a distaste for the sleeping around with men and women, a distaste for stealing and lying and cheating. You have a distaste for want to hang out in places and go places that your feet used to swiftly run to in the past. You're going to feel totally different because you want to know why. Because the Holy Spirit now lives in you. And when the Holy Spirit indwells you and becomes a part of you, you become a different creature. You have a renewed mind. You think different. You walk different. You talk different. You act different. Amen, brother. I tell you right now, it's a testimony when people just see you. And you know what? Just you yourself, you ain't got to say a word, but just your conduct itself says a lot. People say, brother, I know that you're a man of God just by the way that you carry yourself. Amen.
Right.
I remember the old preacher used to always say, sometimes you're the only book that some people will read, and that is so true.
Come
you ain't got to say a
come
word.
On.
You ain't got to confess. You ain't got to go around saying I'm blessed and highly paid. You ain't got to say a word, but just the way you carry yourself. Amen? That says a lot.
Amen.
People know a child of God. Amen? Amen. Just by the way, you hang around somebody for 90 days, and I guarantee you, amen, they'll pick up on some things. And I say, man, I used to wonder why, brother, why you wouldn't do certain things, or you wouldn't talk a certain way, or you wouldn't respond. I don't have to tell nobody about who I am. And I tell people, man, you'll be who you are. You don't have to change who you are. Amen. Just continue to be you are. But I understand, and I like to respect people who give me once they find out that I am a pastor, and then they no longer want to cuss around me or anything. I get that. Amen. I honor the respect. Amen. I like that. Amen. But the main thing I'm concerned about, that person's soul. Amen. That's what
Come
I'm concerned
on.
About. I want you to give it over to Christ, because so many people think just because they are drunk, because they get high, they on drugs, because they sleep with a bunch of women, they gay, they lesbian, they're drunken, they doing all these things, they're fornicating, they're adulterer, they out there, they love clubbing to them, they love partying to them, they believe they can't get saved. And I'm here to tell you tonight that that's a lie from the pits of hell. They believe because they didn't sold their soul to the devil, they said that they can't get saved. That's a lie from the pits of hell. You could be free from any sin. Amen. You can be free for anything. The devil is a lie. He wants you to believe that just so he can keep you in bondage until you die and your sins. Because why? He wants your soul to go down and be in hell. But amen, I pray over your life. I speak over your life tonight that you receive salvation and that you have the victory and that Satan won't claim your life. Amen. By the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I claim it right now. Amen. I claim it by Yahshua that died on the cross for my sins. Amen. Amen. I claim it right now that you be saved.
Right.
Amen. Because
right
you want to know why? Amen. I want you to be there at the Lamb
supper.
I don't want no one to be the Mr. Marriage Supper of the Lamb. Amen. I want you to be there. This is what we're talking about. Amen. Watch this. Watch this. I got to say this. Revelation 19, chapter verses 3 and 4. It says, and again they said, hallelujah. For hallelujah is the highest praise, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. Amen. God is taking what? Vengeance on the great whore. Amen.
Yeah.
You see what's happening? Christ is about to come back. When is Christ about to come back? When you see Babylon destroyed, that's it. When all the world systems, if that is it. See, money, the love of money is what? The root of all evil. That's all man runs to. Man is sinning and selling their soul for what? For money, for wealth,
money.
For great power, for fame, billions of dollars. I'm worth $100 billion. I'm worth $200 billion. I'm worth a million, $10 million, $100 million. Man, just never satisfied. $1 billion, $10 billion. They want more and more. I said, man, this man worth $10 billion. Why do you want more money? Man is never satisfied. For the love of money, for the love of money, man has sold his soul. And the Bible says, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Lord, have mercy. Amen. You want to know when the end is going to be? When the market's totally crashed. See, the market ain't going to crash. That's just a game they play for the rich to get richer. So when the market drops, they throw more millions of dollars on. They don't do them to come right back. I said, they know this game. And they done made hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars in 1 hour and one day in 10 minutes. They just bragging and boast. I made thousands of dollars right here in just a few minutes. Because they know the game. The market's not going to totally crash until Christ come back. When the horse destroyed. Amen. When that whore, when the market is destroyed. Amen. When the religious Babylon, when all the world governments and system are totally destroyed. Amen. Christ is going to come out. He's going to end it all. That's it.
Thank you, Jesus.
When the market crashed, that's it. The great whore is done. Amen. And watch us. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down. And man, we're going to be going off in heaven. You think, man, let me tell you something. That AT&T Stadium in Dallas, man, I remember one time we saw Mexico and Brazil playing. You know, in soccer, they don't score many goals. My gosh. The score was 0-0 for majority of the game. They got to the end of the game, brother. And when I tell you, man, when I think it was Mexico scored on Brazil, oh, my gosh. You just saw 100-plus thousand of people just go nuts in that stadium. That stadium was so loud, we had to put our fingers in our ears. Brother, we had to put our fingers in our ears. That's how, and that stadium was rumbling like an earthquake. I said, my God, these folks love this game of soccer. We think we love football. No, they love soccer. Man, they was going off. So can you imagine how heaven is going to be? Oh, man, you got the angels, the 24 elders. You got the tribulational saints. You got the the church age saints. You got the old test. Man, you talking about billions on top of billions. You talking about going off? Oh my gosh!
Come on, right here.
Amen, doctor. It said that we worship God that sat on the throne, saying, "Hey, man." Now, see, the Bible just give you. I mean, Judges, but man. I'm going to tell you right now, the Holy Spirit will pat a whole nother prison. The Holy Spirit, see, John said, they saying, amen and hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise.
Yeah,
but man,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you, we're going to be going off just praising God. I'm talking about shouting in the Spirit. See, Christ said that those that worship God must worship him in what? In spirit. Amen, brother, and
amen,
in truth.
Brother.
And let me tell you, at any point in time, at the height of praise that we're going to be praising God in spirit and truth, it's going to be right here in Revelation, the 19th chapter. Because you want to know why? The devil is defeated. We got the
victory.
It's over. Satan, you are done. You're about to be cast into the bottomless pit, into one of those pits in the depths of hell for 1,000 years. You and all those fallen angels and demons that are still running loose, they're about to be cast down. And God said that angel going to put a seal on them. Say, you know what? You done, buddy. It's over with. You're going to be there for 1,000 years. Now we're going to let you see what it feels like to be in darkness and bondage for 1,000 years. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Watch what it says. It says, and the 24 elders fell down. Amen. And the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, said, amen and hallelujah. Verse 5 says, and a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God. Amen.
Uh-huh.
All ye servants. Now,
all right.
Who is talking to when they talk about all the servants? We know that the angels are messengers. Now, they're servants of God. But it's referring to the Old Testament saints, the church age saints, and the tribulation saints. We're all the servants of God.
Yeah.
And we're going to be what? Praising God. The angel said, the angel is going to be leading praise and worship service. Hey, amen. We're going to be having praise and worship. in heaven.
Yeah.
See, the angel going to say, you know, he going to lead. He said, saying, praise our God. He going to say, praise our God. Man, we're going to be going off again. There we are. Verse 5. Why would it say? And it says, ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard it as it were the voice of a great multitude. There it is. Boy, I'm telling you. You talking about heaven going off? Heaven's going to be going as a great multitude and as the voice of many waters and as the voice of mighty thunder. Woo! Saying, hallelujah, for the God, the Lord God, omnipotent.
Oh,
wait, man, look at her. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. Man, y'all better get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. It's going down, brother and sister. When I said it, we fixing to have a ball. See, it ain't nothing for us.
Right.
We don't fear this war. We don't fear no nuclear, but that ain't for us. We don't fear no nuclear bombs and no guns and no army turning invisible. We don't fear no type of supersonic beams and no type of alien technology and demonic alien and angelic fallen angel technology. They're going to have all that mess at Armageddon. When they, man, they, you see, they hiding all the stuff that we don't know about. See, a lot of people only know that the army guy, they got armor and stuff that can turn into, a lot of people don't even know that. Man, they got so much stuff in the military that we ain't even seen. Stuff that's out of this world. What you think they saving it for? They ain't saying it for one another. The battle of Armageddon is going to be a spiritual and natural war where the spiritual going to come down and battle the natural. And they're going to have all the little trinkets that they've been hiding. That's all they are, trinkets. Because Christ's going to laugh and be like, boy, please.
Please.
Christ's going to wipe them out like nothing. He's going to like, man, I don't care what you do. I created all of y'all. And I got something. I create the angels, the fallen angels, and men, and the demons, all of them because of God created all of us. And if you think you got something to stop Christ, man, that's the word. See, people don't understand the power of a word. Do you know that if you want to understand something, all you have to simply do is understand the word? That's why the Bible says, in all you're getting, get a what? A understanding. Okay. If you want to understand school, knowledge, take anything that you study, you must understand the word. And that's what Christ, that's why he's so powerful, because all word comes from him. All understanding comes from him. So there's nothing that Satan could come up or conjure or come up with to battle Christ, because Christ already knew it. He said, I already got something for that. You think y'all going to stop me? I already got something for that. He going to come down and crush all of them. He going to crush. Man, I wish I had more time, doctor. We're going to have to cover this again this upcoming weekend.
Yeah,
I sure want to talk about this so much in depth. Man, look at here. This is so beautiful. Man, this right here. He said, Jesus Christ is called what? Faithful and true. Amen.
True.
And verse 11. And man, when he come down, we going to be with him. Y'all not hearing me? We going to be with Christ. Man, we going to get to see the man. People like say, oh, you the man. No, you the man. No, this is the man. When you see him, oh, man. When you see him, you're going to be like, oh, my gosh. Man, we coming down riding with him from heaven. Man, we ain't going to do nothing but just be with him. It's going to be a joy. It's going to be a beauty. And he's going to wipe out all the Mormons. All those that rejected him. Let me tell you right now, anybody that got the mark of the beast and all the people on the earth at this time when Christ come back, they reject him. The only people that's going to live is those that are saved, that accepted Christ. They're the only ones going to live into the new millennium. All of those that rejected Christ, and all of them, because all of them that reject Christ will have the mark of the beast in their forehead and in their right hand. They will have it. Those, they will all go to hell, and they're going to all be cast into the lake of fire, and they will all be destroyed. In Christ, not a single one will be left. They will all be destroyed, and their souls will go to hell. And it's sad to say that, but there's people that's going to accept, they're going to reject Christ, and they're going to receive that mark of the beast. It is so sad. We don't have nothing to worry about. The church won't be here for the mark of the beast. We'll be long gone.
Nope.
We'll be out of here about 3.5 years. We'll be gone. We will see. We won't have to suffer none of that. Because
none of
why?
That.
Amen. Again, go back and read Revelation, the 3rd chapter, verse 10. I've always shared it with you. The church will not, shall not, cannot go through the great tribulation. We've already had 2,000 years of tribulation. Go back over to the book of Thessalonians and read what Paul said. Amen. We've already done our time.
Amen.
We've been through enough pain and suffering. And remember, judgments and punishments is not for the saints. It's for those who reject Christ. You don't have nothing to worry about. You believe Christ tonight. You raise your hand. You confess with your mouth. Believe. Say, Lord, I know I'm going to heaven. Just how I live my life. I go to bed. Me, my wife, kids, my children. We go to bed. We know we're saved. See, salvation
mm-hmm.
is not a task. That's the devil. See, God said he has not given us the what? The spirit of fear. Amen. I don't fear. I can say I don't fear Satan. God is my God. Christ is my Savior. The Holy Spirit indwells me and keeps me. I don't need to fear the
Come
devil
on.
For what? God said, I'll fight your battles. He said, I'll
mm-hmm.
more than the world against you. Man, I don't need to fear the devil. He's already taken care of my salvation. When he died on the cross, he took care of my salvation. I don't need to walk around with eggshell. I don't know if I'm going to say, I don't know if I'm going to go to heaven. I don't know the spirit. God said, I have not given you the spirit of fear. Why am I going to be scared of the devil for? I don't need to, because I don't need to fight the devil. It's not my fight. Amen.
Come on.
Christ is going to take
Amen.
Care of the devil. He's going to take care of the fallen angels. He's going to take care of the demons. I don't have to worry. All I got to do is confess with my mouth and believe in my heart and walk in the spirit. That's all. That's all he asked me to do. Why am I going to make it? Why am I going to make this thing difficult? I know you got to
Come
do
on.
This and got to do it. Christ, God, he said that. God said love. The only thing that he required me to do. Amen, brother. What did he say?
Come on.
Amen. He said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy might, and all thy soul. Amen. Do you know what that means? That means love God with all your being, with your mouth, with your mind, with your heart, with your physical body, with all your being, and love God. And I love him with all my being. That's why I'm on here tonight. Amen. I love him with all my being. I can say that freely because I do love God. Amen. I give him all the praise and the glory every day because you want to know why? Because without him, I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be who I am today without God. Amen. Without my Savior. Amen. Without the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's what he said. And he said, what's the second command? He said, I'm going to get it turned over to the brother. I'm going for the night. Amen. Get ready to go. Get ready to shut it down for the night. And he said, watch this. He said, love thy neighbor as thou love thyself.
Yeah.
And what did he tell him? He said, on these two laws, hang all the laws and the prophets. So why we want to make it difficult? God has made it so simple. He said, just love. That's all I need you to do. Walk in the spirit and love me. And that's all I ask that you do. I leave all that other stuff, all that other mess to them out there in the street. I ain't got time to be fighting over this and fighting over that, man. I love y'all. Good night. I don't got time for that. Amen, brother. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I love y'all. I am praying for those that are lost. I'm praying for your family members that are lost. I'm praying for salvation for everybody, as many souls as you possibly can, to get saved before it is too late. Brother, I am royalty. You are royalty. Everyone that's saved, that is listening, is royalty. I love everybody. Brother, I love you. I'll be talking to you on tomorrow. Amen. Amen. Everybody, good night. Amen.
Good night.
I love
good night.
Y'all.
God bless
Amen.
You.
God bless you.
God bless
brother.
You.
Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Thank you, Brother Jackson. Thank you, Brother Tim. Amen. For those words of God, the word of the Spirit, word of encouragement, word to let you know salvation is absolutely free. Amen. By faith, through faith, by the grace of God, men can be saved today if they will only come to Jesus Christ. Come to Jesus Christ in repenting of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible plainly states that you can be saved. You will be saved. And when Christ saves you, he don't save you for temporarily. He don't save you for a prohibition. He don't save you and then turn around and say, well, I'm unsaved because you ain't doing right. Because the works of righteousness, amen, cannot please God at any time. You must have the righteousness of Jesus Christ in your heart through faith. In other words, you admit to God Almighty, you're not ashamed to admit that you are a sinner and that you need to come to Jesus Christ. That's what the devil don't want you to do. The devil don't want you to come to Christ, because he knows he is lost. He is done. He is condemned. He is damned into the lake of fire forever, forever. He knows what fire can do. He know how fire, I believe he know how fire can feel, because he rejected God and God rejected him. And the question is asked down through the annals of time, why didn't God destroy the devil when he fell from heaven? You say, well, why did he just destroy and let Adam and Eve go, amen, and live forever in innocence? Well, he gave Lucifer the opportunity to do that and take that road. But what happened is beauty got Lucifer in trouble. He lifted himself up because of his beauty. He lifted himself up above the Creator. He lifted himself up above, tried to lift himself above God Almighty. Almighty. Now, God got a will do side, and he got a can't do side. There's some things God can't do. God cannot lie. God cannot tolerate sin. God cannot reverse time. He can't. He can't go back and undo something that's already been done. God is a God of perfect order. Everything that God does is done in order. Anything that's out of synchronous or confusing is not of God. God can save your soul, and he does it in order. He requires men to repent everywhere. Repent means to be brokenhearted with a contrite spirit, a contrite heart. Your heart is broken. You are so sorry for the way you act, the way you think, the way you do things. You're sorry towards God. And you're asking God, I want to repent and turn from my way, my thinking, my attitude, my everything. I'm sorry, Lord. And I know you love me. You love me so much that you even proved that you love me. You gave your only son that you ever had. And that son was yourself. You became a human being that through becoming a man, you could suffer for the sins of the world, for my sins, for all the sins that I ever done, that I would come to you in a repentant spirit and confess with my mouth and believe with my heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead for my justification. And when I repent and come to you, I want you to come into my life by faith, by accepting me to be your child through the shed blood on Calvary Cross. How able is God to do that? He's able to do that because he paid the debt for sin. What is the debt of sin? The debt of sin is death. Somebody had to die. And somebody had to die. It couldn't be just anybody. It had to be God himself became a man and suffered and died for your sin, that you wouldn't die and go to hell. He did that for you. He did it for me. He did it for the lowest, low-down sinner, the rottenest sinner in the world.
or the so-called good sinner. But there's no such thing as a good sinner. And as far as a rotten sinner, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And now God said, I want to draw you back. I want to get you back. I'm going to pay the price. I'm going to suffer for you. I'm going to give up my throne in glory. And I'm going to come down through the stratosphere, the ionosphere, the bionosphere, and I'm going to implant my Holy Spirit. I'm going to plant myself and impregnate Mary with the Holy Ghost, and she's going to bring forth a son, and that son is going to be the Son of God, which means God himself. And that's the only way that we can have peace, joy. That's the only way we can go to heaven. Denominations and occults and secret orders and all kind of different religions that man have made up through heathenism and unbelief will not work. If there's no blood, if Christ's blood is not flowing through your veins by the Holy Spirit, you are a sinner, and you need to be saved. And I'm not beating up nobody. I don't believe in beating up nobody and telling this and that. The only thing I want you to know is be convicted. Be convicted that you are a sinner, and be able to confess Christ in your life and let the world know I'm a Christian. I'm a born-again believer. I believe that Jesus Christ can live in my soul. And what I mean, I know he's living in my soul because the love of God is in my heart. And the Bible says if a man say he loved God and hate his brother, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. If you hate your brother, you are a murderer already. Woo! You don't have to stab nobody in the back to be a murderer. You're a murderer if you hate your brother. You're a cold-blooded murderer when you hate your brother. And you're a liar if you say you love God and you hate your brother. No hate will ever enter the kingdom of God. No hate. No hate. No hate. It won't be there. It won't be there. Nothing but the love of God. Three things that a Christian needs as he walks on this earth. He needs faith, love, and hope. That's what a Christian needs. He needs love. He needs faith. He needs love. And he needs hope. Out of those three, the greatest, the greatest, the greatest, the greatest is love. Because you ain't going to need faith when you get to heaven. You ain't going to need faith. You ain't going to need hope. But one thing you will need, you got to love black people, white people, ugly people, pretty people, mean people, cruel people. You got to love them. You don't love the way they do, but you love the soul, the soul, the soul. And you want to tell them about Christ, Christ, Jesus, Lord, Redeemer, that can keep you from going to hell. Because let me tell you, my friends, I don't care how many people say they don't believe in hell. I don't care. But I do care. And you making your choice. Let me tell you, believe the word of God. You don't have to believe me. Believe the word of God. There is a hell. And it's filled with sin. And if you love sin more than you love God, if you live unrighteously and you disbelieve in the blood of Christ and disbelieve in his suffering, disbelieve in his death, disbelieve in his resurrection, and you rejected that with your heart
And if you die in that condition without repenting of your sin, I'll guarantee you through the word of God, you will go to hell. Jesus Christ himself, the ultimate Son of God, spoke more about hell in the scriptures more than he talked about heaven. He warned the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He warned the unbelievers. He warned the liars and the prostitutes. He warned the murderer. He warned the child abuser. He warned the incest. He warned whoever sinned is not of God. That means your soul sins if you're walking in unbelief. If you're walking without Christ, you are a sinner. If you're living without Christ, you are a sinner. You're not a sinner because you sin. You are a sinner because you don't know the atonement and the redemption plan that Jesus Christ did for you, and you haven't accepted it as Lord and Savior. You will die and go to hell without the atonement of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. And when a person chooses to follow Satan and do Satan's bidding and do Satan's work, when a person denied the atonement of Jesus Christ, if he died, then he will go to hell where Satan is. If you go to hell, that's what I'm saying, if you go to hell. I didn't say go to hell. I said if you go to hell, Satan will be with you forever. If you go to hell, you will be tormented forever. If you go to hell, you will never get out. If you go to hell, you will burn, not up, but you will be tormented with fire forever, forever, forever. There's no redemption in hell. There's no light in hell. There's no joy in hell. There's no peace in hell. There's no rest in hell. There's no love in hell. There's no, nothing godly will be in hell. Nothing. It will be ungodly. And the devil is ungodly, and those that live for Satan is ungodly. Because Satan is the father. And if Satan is your father, he has burned you with sin starting at the Garden of Eden. When Adam and Eve fell, the devil spurned them with evil. He took control of them. And God said to them, don't eat the fruit. The day you eat it, you die. Satan deceived Adam, deceived Eve, and the whole human race, the whole human race, from Adam all the way to 2021, the whole human race became subject to Lucifer. And Lucifer says, I got a whole lot of people going to hell. Ain't that something? Look at me. I got millions and millions of people going to hell. The only reason that he's got a million people going to hell is because people make the wrong choice. And there's one gift God has given man. You choose. You choose who you're going to serve. You choose who you want to serve. God is not, didn't give, not a dictator to make you serve him or put an iron chain on you. He said, whosoever will, come on. Whosoever wants salvation free, come on. Whoever want my love, come on. Whoever want my joy, come on. Come on. And the world is saying, no, I don't want it. I want to live the way that my father want me to live. Who's your father? The devil. The devil say, live the way you want. to live. Don't worry about this God. He got people believing that God is going to save everybody. God cannot save everybody because everybody don't want to be saved. Come on, y'all. Come on, be fair. God can't make you and drill you and beat you across the head and knock you around and make you accept him. You got to make the choice. And the best time to make it is while you're alive, because when you're dead, you're gone. And if you die without Christ, you're in the hands of the devil. He got you. God had to destroy people in the Old Testament, and he's destroying people today in a way of speaking. The wages of sin is death. If you live in sin, you're going to die separated from God. The wages of sin is death. That's what it is. Separated from God. Spiritual death. You're lost. You don't have no salvation. You have not accepted the atonement of Jesus Christ. So you will have to pay for your own sin. Your penalty of sin is death, separated from God. God cannot let a sinner in heaven. Do you hear what I said? Can't let a sinner in heaven. Can't let a sinner in heaven. The soul that sinned, it shall die. You know what that means? It shall be separated from God forever. The soul that sinned shall die. But the soul that accepts Jesus Christ shall live. Because the blood of Christ can only eliminate all sin. It washes it away. I mean away. It cleanses your soul and make your soul and your spirit whiter than snow. The chrism flow. The blood of Christ sanctifies your soul and your spirit and sets you apart from sin, that sin no longer can come back upon you. The only way sin can cause you to backslide is through the flesh, and the flesh can't be saved. The only time that we can come totally free from sin is when we get our new bodies, and that will only happen at the rapture. This earthly body will be changed into immortality. And we'll have a body just like Jesus had, a sinless body. And he saved us through his son, Jesus Christ, by coming to be a man. He saved us by his blood, by shedding on Calvary's cross. He saved our soul. Now, when he comes back for the church, he's going to translate our bodies from this death and make us immortality. In other words, we will never die no more. No more death. No more crime. No more killing. No more murder. No more, no more of nothing but the presence of the eternal God. We'll live, and there won't be no dull moments at all. No boredom, no anxiety, no headaches, no backaches, no pills, no death, no sickness. No, no, no. God Almighty is going to eliminate all sin. Man will never touch sin again. Love will last as long as God lasts. And love came before hate. Because what? God is love. And if God is love, he's the same God before time started, same God yesterday, same God today, same God tomorrow, the same God forever, nothing but love. Nothing but love. Ooh. And I know he loves me because he gave his only begotten son, not for me only, but for the whole round world. My friends, we are coming to a close. I've got about 10 minutes. So glad that you was able to listen to me. I want you to be encouraged. Be encouraged. Please be encouraged. We're going into the third month, which will be March. This will be Resurrection Month. This will be the time that Jesus Christ died, suffered on Calvary's cross. He gave his life that we have eternal life. And that life is in Jesus Christ. It's not in no famous preacher or prophetess. It's in Jesus Christ. Nobody but Jesus Christ can save you. Your good works can't save you. It only takes Christ's blood. It's Jesus Christ plus nothing to get saved. You can go to church all your life. Listen to me. Listen to me. You can go to church all your life and die and go to hell. Lord have mercy. Because it's not going to a building, falling on your knees, singing in the choir, teaching the Sunday school class. You can do all that, but if you have never repented of your sins and had a spiritual breakdown in repentance and a contrite spirit and found out knowing that the goodness of God leads you into repentance. God is so good, so merciful, and you trampled all over his mercy and had in your mind that you could please God with your own stuff. But you ain't got no stuff good enough to please God. The only thing that you can please God is that you believe on his son, Jesus Christ, and repent of your low-down, I can say it for myself, low-down, rotten, dirty sin, rotten thoughts, rotten attitudes, and come to Jesus with a repentant heart and receive the new life. And that new life consisted of a change from what? From hate to love. From hate to love. I don't like God. I love God. Woo! Hallelujah. I even know I like so and so. No, I don't like God. I love God. Why I love him so much? I love him so much because he's been good to me. He saved my soul. My S-O-U-L, I only got one, and I only got one trip. I can't come back to earth in another form and start all over. This is one way. And, buddy, I'm going to make it the best I can with Christ walking in me and talking in with me and telling me I'm his own. I'm going to walk with Christ till I die. For God I live and for God I die. So don't go around talking about you just like God because he don't give you what you want or he ain't blessing you. If you woke up this morning and know where you at, you've been blessed. A lot of people will not wake up tomorrow morning. Somebody going to die tonight. Somebody has just got shot. Some baby has just been stolen. It's around the world 24/7, 360 times a year, 50 weeks in a year. Crime is just moving and increasing, and men are wicked and wicked until God going to have to say, I got to shut it down. And this is what he's getting ready to do. And he's giving us a warning now. All this is going over in the Middle East, Gog and Magog and Israel and Iran, God is warning us to let us know, get ready. Get ready. I'm getting ready to remove the church of the living God that's consistent of every nation, every people, every kindred, and every tongue. God is saving millions of people around the world. So don't let the devil fool you. He may have a whole lot, but God is still saving. Somebody's coming to Christ every second of the day. Don't be left out. For when the trumpets blow, the dead in Christ shall rise. We that remain alive shall be caught to meet who? The Lord in the air. I'm going to be airborne after a while. I'm earthborne now. But one day I'm going to be airborne. I'm going to see Jesus. my Savior, my Lord, my hope, my glory, my joy, my peace. Why don't you come on? Why don't you come on, go with me? This is Brother Bazaar, Watchman on the Wall. I'm